Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. And I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. And be sure to join us in the Women, Faith, and Business community on Facebook by going to facebook.com/groups/Women, Faith, and Business or searching for Women, Faith, and Business on Facebook. See you in the community and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Women, Faith, Plus Business Podcast. I'm always excited to have an amazing guest with me, and I have an amazing guest today, and it is Joy Katz. Joy is a communication strategist who helps service-based business leaders use spirit-led communication strategies and relationship-building marketing copy to connect with customers. Love that, love that, love that. And as a kingdom-driven entrepreneur, certified service provider, Joy provides workshops, group coaching, courses, and one-on-one marketing services. As a speaker and podcaster, she is well known for sharing ways to use marketing best practices filtered through the ultimate how-to guide, aka the Bible. Joy is the author of Joyful Copy, How to Show Up in the Marketplace Authentically and Ethically, the host of Joyful Communication Podcast, and a co-host of the Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur Live Podcast. Those who encounter her public forums and work with her one-on-one consistently say Joy embodies her name with enthusiasm, drive, determination, and love for the Lord. Her passion, hobbies finds her practicing underwater photography in the depths of the ocean whenever time permits. Joy lives in Tampa, Florida, with her husband, Robert, and two fur sons, Paisley and Finley. I love those names, Paisley and Finley. So cute. And she's a West Coast girl, so we're both Florida girls. I'm on the East Coast in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and Joy is on the West Coast in Tampa. So excited to have you on the podcast today, Joy. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. It is awesome to be here and to talk about what the Lord has us doing in the marketplace.
Yes, yes. And it is all about the marketplace. As women of faith in business, we are called to the marketplace. And everyone's called differently, right? Our journeys are all unique. Our journeys are all different. Our callings are all different. So learning about people's callings and their journeys is so important on this podcast because there's so many things that we can learn from other people's journeys. So I'd love, first of all, for you to tell us, Joy, what's your business journey been like? What has it been like to get to where you're at now? And what has that looked like for you? What has your business journey been like?
Oh, how much time do we have, Nadine? So I've been at this for over 30 years, and what's really, really interesting, and I have to get a good running start here, is where I sit today is definitely not where I've always been. And what I mean by that is the Lord really blessed me with a Christian heritage that I took for granted. And I did everything in my power, being a preacher's kid and the granddaughter of a preacher and my uncle working for Dr. Dobson, just surrounded by all of that. And I did everything I could to live a double life and to show up in the world as closely aligned to the world as I could. And I had no idea that I was doing it backwards, right? I just thought that I was being throttled and forced into this box. And I didn't even realize the blessing that I had been given with my Christian heritage. So Throughout my career, I've worked on the agency side with some really big name brands on a global basis, doing public relations and marketing and communications. I've worked on the corporate side as the director of communications for technology companies and HR companies. And it's really been some exciting times. And then I've also had my own LLC for over 20 something years. This last go round has been, I'm in my 10th year now, right? And the cool part of this journey is that the Lord said, hey, Joy, you've accomplished all of those things the hard way. And it's not aligned with me. And he really brought that into focus. And through that revelation, where he finally got my attention and helped me see the gift that I had been given that I needed to embrace and not try and avoid, I learned what it meant to partner with the Holy Spirit in life and not just be a Christian in name only, and to not put God in a box and leave him at the door, but to weave him into everything that we do throughout our day, even the stuff that decisions we have to make for business. And in that transition, he showed me that there was a better way to, and you read this in part of my bio, you shared it with others, that, you know, to use marketing best practices, but then filter them through the ultimate how-to guide, God's word. And that transition for me really flipped me on my head on everything that I've been doing, and has taken me on an incredible journey where I am doing business in partnership with the Lord and finding ways to help others see that what I've learned the hard way and take a stand in the marketplace.
Yeah, I love that, Joy. It's so important. I love that you said, you know, you were putting God in a box, right? And I think about a box being left at a door, not brought inside the house. You know, if you think about UPS packages or a FedEx package, and the box is right there at your door, but you haven't picked it up yet. You haven't actually brought it into the house. So as you were speaking, I just got that visualization of not putting God in a box and leaving it outside, but bringing him inside your business and opening up that box so you can actually use what's inside of that box in your business. So I love that your journey included coming to that awareness, coming to that knowledge of the difference of doing business, because you were doing business for many years, as you said, but it wasn't with God, and what that switch and shift looked like to actually do business with God, instead of just doing it with having God outside in a box, right?
Right.
So I love that you shared that. And of course, as a preacher's kid, I always feel like there's more pressure on someone that has a background of faith, whether that's, you know, in the church or outside of the church. They're kind of looked at like, oh, that's a preacher's kid. And there's always a sense of rebellion, I feel, because of that. So I love that your story included the fact that you were a preacher's kid and what that journey looked like for you. And that actually leads into my next question, which is your faith journey, right? So this podcast is all about business and about faith, and everyone's faith journey is different. And you kind of shared a part of your faith journey was the fact that your background was so strong in faith, being a preacher's kid. But give us a little more detail of, you know, what your faith journey truly looked like as you truly became a believer in Jesus Christ. What did that look like for you?
Right. So getting a good running start again, the thing I love to tell people is how before I was even born, my parents read the Bible to me while I was in my mom's womb. So I was saturated whether I wanted to be or not, right? And I came to know the Lord at the age of 6. And when I hit puberty, as my mom likes to say, you know, all of a sudden that rebellious part of me really shone through. And I lived what I like to call, sadly, a roller coaster life, where I would go, and I think we've all been there in various ways, right? Where I would go and I'd be really on fire and sold out for the Lord, and then call it shiny object or call it whatever to distract me, I would go off and boom, I would be right back in the trenches trying to hide my sin from the world, right? I would say that the Lord knew, because I'm real strong-willed and very stubborn, very driven, and he knew what he was up against. And because he created me, right? And so he used certain opportunities that happened, situations in my life, to get my attention. And in that, one of them was the rebuilding of my foot. And I talk about it in both of these things that I'm thinking of. And there's a ton more than what I write about in my book. But I had my foot rebuilt. I was born with a congenital deformity. You couldn't see it, but I always sat down a lot. I was the last kid to get picked on a team, you know, because Joy, well, she can't do that. We don't want to lose. Don't pick Joy. So I had my foot rebuilt right before I turned 50. So I'd say I was 48, so 10 years ago. And in that situation, I was also grinding. You know, we hear about grinding big time. I was putting in anything I could do to put my employer on a pedestal and leaving God at the door and forgetting to pick him up on the way out. And through my foot being rebuilt, I couldn't walk for 9 months. And that's when the Lord got my attention and said, "Hey, Joy, there's a better way. Let me in. Let me show you how to partner with me." And that is one of many springboards that has really now found me on fire for him. And I don't mean to do anything but to shine his light in the marketplace wherever I can, however I can. But that's what I'm trying to do right now. Does that answer your question?
Does. I feel like definitely as a part of our faith journey, there's situations, right? There's circumstances that definitely, I think you use the word springboard, like it's used as a springboard or a shift or a way for us to grow in faith, right? Mm-hmm. So we need those situations. In your case, it was, your foot having to be rebuilt. And a lot of times that causes seasons of stillness, right? We talked about seasons of stillness before we even hit record on this episode, actually, if you're okay with me to share, shared about, having COVID, having another strain of COVID and having to be in stillness in that season. You know, those situations cause us to be still. And I find that a lot of times when these situations cause us to be still, like you said, it's a springboard of growth and mm-hmm. close and becoming closer to God and really understanding what he wants from us in this season that we're right. in. So I love that your faith journey included, paying attention to those situations and being aware that it was shifting you in your faith and in your journey. So yes, you did answer my question about your faith journey. So this podcast is about women, number one, faith and business, right? It's all about combining it. It's not separate compartments. A lot of times, at least I know for me, I felt like it was separate. You go to church on the weekend, you have your faith, you have your daily devotion, but then you have business, right? And then you go to work. And because I came from a corporate environment, I was taught to separate the two. Faith is not something you really talk about with clients or prospects or at work, just like you don't talk about politics because it can be polarizing. So I took that mentality into my business, right? When I started my own business, but God really put it on my heart, the importance of combining faith and business. Amen. And most of the women that I have on the podcast are very overt about their faith. They talk openly and on their business platform about it, but how they decide to do that is very different, right? Why they decide to do that is very different. So I'd love for you to share, Joy, what made you committed to showing up openly and honestly about your faith on your business platform? Because you could be a Christian and, be a good Christian in the background, and not necessarily speak about it on your business platform, but you've combined the two. So share with us what that looked like for you and why you went that route.
There's a lot behind that question, but at a high level, there was a client situation that I was neck deep in that used Christianese as a hook to bring in people and lots of money. But the closer I got to the client situation, the more I got to see behind the curtain. And what was behind the curtain did not align with the Lord in any way. It was smoke and mirrors. And it was the antithesis of alignment. And that situation broke my heart. And it pointed out a lot of areas in myself where I might have been unintentionally mirroring that behavior. It also pointed out a lot of things that the Lord could do if I just let go and let Him become the focus. So that trajectory started everything that dovetailed into Joyful Copy, which is the framework and the podcast and the book and all those different nuances. And there's more to come, but that He's working on. But the other piece to that was that at the time I was serving believers and non-believers alike. Now, I know this podcast is getting released at a different time than we're actually recording it, but a year ago, August 19th, I released my book in the marketplace. And I was at that same point, believers and non-believers alike. And so kind of treading carefully because you don't want to offend people. And the Lord really showed me, stop it. Don't worry about offending people, right? I want you to go out and broadly and loudly be a catalyst in the marketplace and share what I've given you. And then He took it a step further and He says, you can still serve non-believers, but I want you to take a big stand in the Christian entrepreneur and business leader marketplace. And so this past fall, about a year ago, is when He really told me to level that up. And I got to be candid with you. I'm still working through that. And, you know, when you work with the power of the Holy Spirit and go with His flow, it's not as structured as this reformed A-type person would like it to be. it's messy and it's no 2 days are alike and there's always a surprise, right? Oh, okay. I didn't consider that. But it's also exciting because He's really showing me opportunities and people groups that I didn't even know were existed. Like they weren't in my line of sight. And so that's the platform that I'm on right now, is figuring out how to make the message He's given me for aligning with Him in the marketplace really resonate and become visible to those that are currently working in the marketplace and say that they believe in Him.
I love that He's giving you that directive, and it kind of came from the very beginning where you talked about working with a believer, right? And that you realized they weren't showing up authentically in the marketplace and standing for the things that they said they were standing for. So that experience bred that into where you are at now with taking a stance, you know, for Christians in the marketplace. All makes sense, right? When you look back at the journey and also the combining of faith and business. So I love how God had a plan from the beginning, right? He always does. He sees all things and knows all things. So I love how He combined your faith in business that way. So you've used this word a lot already on the podcast, and it's actually what we're focusing on this season, and that is alignment, right? You've used that word several times, but how do you know that you are in alignment with God's will for your business? This is something that I feel a lot of Christians desire, a lot of Christians want. They want to know that they're in God's will, God's way. But how do you know it? Like, how do you know in yourself, like, okay, this is definitely me being in God's will for my business? What does that look like for you?
As I've been deepening my relationship with Holy Spirit and inviting Him into every aspect of my day, and I'm not perfect at it. I mean, it's a journey because my human nature, like everybody, it wants to take over. But as I've been doing that, I'm learning, just like a phone call that you have with a friend. The more you talk to that friend, the more you recognize their voice, right? Like they can leave you a voicemail message that doesn't say, hi, this is Joy, but it says, hey, da 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 da. And you know, without a shadow of a doubt, whose voice that is, right? And you trust them, hopefully. And so you trust what they're sharing to be true and right, and that they won't mislead you. Well, that's been me with my journey about knowing the Lord's will for my business, is cultivating, knowing His voice and hearing Him and leaning into Him and realizing that, yes, he wants me to go this way, or no, he wants, I can sense it. I can feel it. It also takes me, you shared earlier about my passion hobby of underwater photography and scuba diving. It's a similar, but different kind of thing. Two quick stories there. One is I put my complete trust. There's two people that I love, love diving with. And part of the reason is because, similar to Holy Spirit, I'm putting my life in their hands. Scuba diving is a risky sport. Let's face it, we're going underwater in the depths of the ocean with a lot of variables, and you need to know that you can count on the person that you're with, right? Your life depends on it. And my husband and my friend Sandy are those people. That's who I choose to dive with because I can trust them. The other element to that, and it ties back to business, stick with me, is when I go diving, I'm not just diving with two humans. I sit on the back of the boat because of my foot. I can't bear the weight of the gear comfortably. So I have to sit on the back of the boat and go face first in the ocean. And as I'm sitting there, I invite the Holy Spirit into that dive. And I say, okay, my favorite thing to say to him is, show me what you got, Lord. Show me what you got. And when we go into the depths together, I have the most incredible adventure because he points things out to me that I probably wouldn't have seen. And when I go back up on the surface and talk to other divers, a lot of times they haven't. But the other piece to that, and it relates to business, is so he'll point something out and I get enamored with it. And, you know, doing photography, you start taking pictures and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, wait, I'm sorry, Lord, I was distracted. Do you have something else to show me? And then we go on to the next thing. And that's what happens when I'm seeking his will in my business, right? I invite him into the process and I say, show me what you got, Lord. Where do you want me to go? And then just like when I'm taking pictures, I'll get excited about something and I get so enamored with it and focused. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I'm sorry, Lord. Was there something? Am I spending too much time on this? Did you somewhere else you want to take me? And I move on to the next thing. So that is how I am figuring out what his will is by really honing in on hearing his voice and then seeking him in all that I do.
Yeah, so true. I was actually just listening to a sermon a couple of days ago, and the pastor played a voice. Like, you didn't see who the person was. It was a famous person. I can't remember now. Oh, I think it was Tom Hanks, right? And so he just played the recording, and he was like, who is this person? And people started shouting out like the name of the person, and he played another person. They were like, who is this person? And he says, you can recognize this person's voice because of your experience with that person before. You can't recognize something you've never experienced. If you've never heard a person before ever in your life, you're not going to be able to recognize his voice, right? So I think the first step, as you said, is knowing and understanding and recognizing God's voice, which comes from relationship. It comes from relationship with him and being able to discern, this is God's voice. This is how he shows up, right? And this is how you hear his voice. But as you said, it's also trusting it, right? I hear this voice and I'm now going to trust this action to move forward because I know who this instruction comes from. So trusting it and leaning in, and then continuously leaning in. It's not leaning in once and saying, okay, this is the way, this is the path, but is this still the way? Is this still the path? Is there some other way you need me to go? Do I need to turn left? Do I need to turn right? So that continuous leaning in, that continuous trusting, and that continuous hearing from him is what I'm hearing from you, is how you know you're in God's will for your business and in alignment with that will. So I love that you shared it that way. Awesome. Good stuff, Joy.
Did you know when you're in alignment with your God-given assignment, you're actually anointed for the work? Knowing you're in alignment is key, in alignment with God's will, God's word, and God's way. Discover how to align your life and business with God's divine plan with this on-demand Power of Divine Alignment Summit. During the summit, you will get access to 12 experts as we go deep on the topic of divine alignment. Simply go to powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com. poweroflivingsummit.com. That's poweroflivingsummit.com. And use code podcast to get a special discount on this on-demand summit. So use the code podcast at poweroflivingsummit.com.
Now, on the podcast, I always ask two signature questions because this is about faith and this is about business. And it's also about the power of both, right? Faith is powerful. Business is powerful. So how would you actually define the power of faith? If someone said, Joy, you know, what is this power of faith all about? What would be your definition or description to them about it, the power of faith?
Wow, that's a tall question. Extemporaneously, I think faith is about relationship, as you and I've been discussing, that faith is also about transformation. Faith, to me, the analogy that comes to mind is something that DC Talk, I love Christian bands, especially DC Talk is one of them from back in the day. And they talk about, they have a clip where they play Billy Graham talking, and he says, you know, you know that the wind exists. You can't see the wind, but you can hear the wind, right? And you can see the results of the wind. And then he gives other analogies that we can see around us, like the oxygen that we breathe and things of that nature. And to me, that's what faith is all about, right? It's one of those nuances where you have to put your trust in the unseen because you have a deep abiding conviction and you know what the Lord is capable of. And I got to tell you, throughout all the twists and turns of my life where the Lord has shown me much grace and much mercy, because he could have wiped me out a long time ago, it's the faith that has gotten me through and knowing what he has done. And I can look back and see the many, many messes that I made that he has used for his good. And to me, that is all about faith, right? And the power of what he can do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the power of faith is really trusting in what you can't see, right? Trusting and believing in what you can't see. That is the power of faith. So how would you define the power of business?
The power of business. Well, I guess it depends on the lens and perspective from where you're sitting, right? Because prior to doing business the way I know you and I do, and hopefully our audience listeners are doing business, prior to doing business that way, it was money led, right? It was trying to keep up with other people and copy other people. And how could you move the needle the fastest and all of those different things that are not really focused on the Lord. But to me, business now is defined by using the gifts and talents that the Lord has given me and the messages that he has laid on my heart to help other business leaders achieve the goals that the Lord has laid on their heart. Right? And being able to do it in a way that glorifies him and it's devoid of any hype or manipulation or twisted realities.
So good, Joy. So good, Joy. Using your talents, using your gifts, your abilities. I like to call them tags. You know, I have talents, ability, gifts, and skills. It's an easy acronym to remember. When we use that to help other people is really when we're using our business and the vehicle of our business to glorify God in the marketplace. So right. I love that you shared the power of business. So this has been a great conversation. I've loved all the nuggets you've shared with us. If someone wants to learn a little bit more about the work that you do in the world and how you help people, what would be the best way for them to connect with you?
Oh, wow. Thank you for that opportunity. So you can find me at joycaps.com, and that's joycapps.com. I offer a wealth of resources and nuggets there. You will find links to them where I can pour into you, and you can join my email list and learn more about how to write joyful copy and communicate joyfully in the world. You can find me on LinkedIn under said name. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram. And I welcome the opportunity for people to reach out to me. And you can also send me an email directly at joy@joycaps.com.
We'll definitely connect with Joy on all those channels through her website, through social media, or through a direct email. This has been a joy, Joy, in having you on the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information, but it was insightful and inspirational and offers you an opportunity for transformation in your life and in your business. Wherever you are listening, be sure to rate and review the podcast and also subscribe to get the next episode, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.